We start today with heavy hearts. As most of you are probably aware, Rush Limbaugh at age 70 has succumbed to lung cancer, and he has gone on to heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God. We like to reflect on the lives of people that are of tremendous influence to us, especially personally. And I can remember being with my father, with my dad, and him introducing me to Rush Limbaugh. I was young, and I found it to be incredibly boring. But as I grew older and Dad was still listening to Rush, or he would call me and say, "Did you hear what Rush said?" And as I grew older and became a little bit more plugged into what was going on with our world and with our political environment here in the United States, obviously I started paying more and more attention to the things that Rush Limbaugh said. And Rush Limbaugh is responsible for teaching me what it really means to be a conservative. And his loss is incredibly hard to deal with for a lot of people, many, many people. Rush Limbaugh has touched the lives of millions of people inadvertently or on purpose through his platform behind the golden EIB microphone, but also personally has touched the lives of a handful of people with direct involvement, personal relationships. And one of those people was a newly established relationship with President Donald Trump. We go now recently at the State of the Union address, Rush Limbaugh was doing very badly and he was in the hospital, but was present and able to make himself available to be at the State of the Union address, where he received the highest civilian award here in our country. Let's go to that.
And Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I will now ask the First Lady of the United States to present you with the honor, please.
Wow. It's hard to watch and not be completely taken aback by the emotion that was all over the face of Rush Limbaugh. Excuse me. And on Fox News this morning, President Donald Trump was joining Harris Faulkner and was recapping on this event. And here's what the president said.
So I did tell him beforehand, because we didn't have the really the power of not doing it. You know, Rush was very sick at the time. He was at a hospital in Boston, and I didn't want to do the surprise thing. I wish I could have done that, but we really didn't have that power of doing it, because it was a very difficult thing for him to come into Washington from where he was, and he did it. Mm. And there was questions as to whether or not. He was just a very brave guy. He was amazing. And he came in, And it was, as he told me, it was the greatest honor of his life. And everybody in the room, you know, you're talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. You had half of that room went crazy. You remember the evening well, I'm sure. It was a very unique moment in our country's history, in a sense, because of who Rush is. But half went just absolutely crazy. The other half sat totally dead silent, but 100% of that room respected Rush. It was a unique guy, and he was he became a friend of mine. You know, I didn't know Rush at all. I had essentially never met Rush. And then when we came down the escalator, he liked my rather controversial speech. I made that speech that was a little bit on the controversial side, and he loved it. And he was, without ever having met him or talked to him or, you know, had lunch with him or asked him, he was with me right from the beginning. And he liked what I said, and he agreed with what I said, and he was just a great gentleman.
The President of the United States, Donald Trump, commenting on the loss of an icon in the broadcast world and in the world of conservative values, America First, is probably the best way that you could describe Rush Limbaugh. Dead today, age 70, from his battle with lung cancer. Rest in peace, sir. Patriotically Correct Radio starts right now. Live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios, my name is Stu Peters. Patriotically Correct Radio is on, broadcasting on Mojo 50. That is the iHeart radio station, where 2.4 million of you humbly join me every single afternoon, weekdays at 6 p.m. Now, if you don't have time to listen live at 6 p.m. Eastern, you got other things going on, we can appreciate a busy schedule. Believe that. So you can find us on demand anywhere you can find a podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the exploding YouTube and Rumble channels and join us where the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Speaking of the truth, here to talk more of that with us is the man himself, Carlos Cortez Jr., Cortez Wealth Management. Welcome to Patriotically Correct once again, sir.
Thanks, Stu, for having me.
Kind of an emotional day today. With the passing of Rush Limbaugh, you know, you know it's coming, right? But it doesn't make it easier when it hits. And he's just such an icon for conservative values, just such a good preacher of the truth in politics and exposure of corruption. He's just always came from an angle that, although I would never think of it, I would never think to come from there, he made it so obviously painfully in your face, simple. Why didn't I think of that? I would always say. And yeah. President Trump was on Fox News Channel earlier, and he was asked by Harris Faulkner, Trump said, you know, I talked with Rush Limbaugh just 4 days ago, and I asked him, do you study for your shows? And he said, Mr. President, I study so hard. And that surprised the president. It surprises me too. But the result and what he's been doing here behind that golden EIB microphone, I'm getting choked up again. You understand.
I do. Prayers to all his family. And, you know, it's a sad day to be a conservative, but also a proud moment. We know where he's at right now. He's also an awesome patriot. I know for me personally, he made it cool to be a conservative.
Yeah. Very good point.
He made it really cool to be a conservative. Love the guy.
And it still is. Very cool thing to be a conservative.
Right.
Down to business. Speaking of conservative and being cool, being patriotic, being America First, being God-fearing, as you said just a moment ago, you are all of those things and also a fiduciary responsible for helping people to secure their financial future, including their retirements. You have been on this show multiple times and made predictions, all of which came to fruition. They all became accurate. And sure. Since then, you have now become the premier sponsor for Patriotically Correct. What do you have for us today?
Well, the market's kind of like in a consolidation mode. It's really not up or down today. I don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty. And so whenever you have uncertainty, there's a lot of fragmented opinions. But what we do, we got to look at the facts. The facts is the jobless claim numbers are coming out. The cases are going down of the scandemic cases. They're going down. People are getting vaccinated and they're feeling more and more consumer driven to buy goods. And so you'll see our economy continue to rise. Even during a Biden presidency, they'll keep on pushing it up. And then what's going to happen is inflation is going to come and bite us. And you know what? And you'll start to see the market literally crumble like crazy. Yeah. It's dangerous to be fully exposed if there's no bond alternatives for clients. We don't go out and buy silver or gold. That would be a nightmare. You know, if we had to use silver and gold as our currency, we got bigger problems.
Yeah. If we have to use silver and gold as a currency here in the United States, if I'm literally coming in and handing you a bar or two or a coin or two, and that's how we do business, we got other things going on. And we're going to have Congressman Representative Louis Gohmert on today on the show. By the way, I haven't told anybody who's going to be on the show today. Louis Gohmert is going to be here, as well as Chuck Smith.
Awesome.
He is running for the attorney general position in Virginia. And Chuck Smith is a veteran and an attorney and a America First patriot. So we're going to welcome both of those people here to the show. But you're right. And so with all of the infomercials that we see, you know, commercials, and they seem to be like 10 minutes long. Buy this, buy that, buy silver, buy gold. And we see these celebrities from Hollywood out here saying that. They're paid to say that. You guys have to understand. I mean, these people aren't really doing this. And if they are, they're probably missing the boat. Whether you believe in Q, whether you believe in Stu, whether you believe in God or all of us, one thing that you can do is always believe in Carlos Cortez and Cortez Wealth Management. They are a family centralist company. They are an America First patriotic fiduciary. Yes. Half of the people that work with you go to your church, for crying out loud. And so you mean what you say and you say what you mean. Give them a call, Cortez Wealth Management, 813-448-3446, or visit them online at CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com. The Patriotically Correct radio show starts right now.
Thanks, dude. PC Radio. I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe, 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 it's time to go, go, go. You're just so status quo. Both friend and phone, no, you're a no-go, Joe.
God, I love that song.
Come on, man.
PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich.
By now, it should be totally obvious that communism isn't on the way to the United States, but that it's here. And despite questions about the integrity and or validity of the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden is in the White House. And all of the speculation about China Joe's allegiance to the CCP has now been confirmed. In the midst of all of the bad news, the depressing developments, and the damning evidence that keeps us America First patriots feeling like we haven't seen justice, the positive takeaway is that we have been vindicated. We were right. Biden told every black and Mexican person in the United States that they were too stupid to use the internet. Now, if President Donald J. Trump would have said anything close to this, the media would have absolutely slaughtered him. Joe and his handlers get a pass. They can be overtly racist and insulting to minorities because of communism. Biden can call the military stupid bastards right in front of them with no blowback, and then double down in front of CNN cameras at the so-called presidential town hall by telling the world that cops and members of the veteran community are psychotic, because hypocrisy doesn't matter anymore. They're doing it right out in front of you, and there should be millions of pissed off members of the minority, veteran, and police communities today calling for the impeachment and censoring of President Joseph Biden. Nobody can look us in the face today and tell us that we were wrong. We were right. They can't call us conspiracy theorists or fearmongers. They can't call us tinfoil hat-wearing MAGA freaks or Trump bootlickers. Not today and not ever again. Joe Biden is a racist and his allegiance is to China. That's not a fringe statement. That's mainstream and it's reality. I know there's not many of you, but for those of you that still have a question about the lying quid pro quo criminal China Joe, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to decide whether or not you believe me. And this isn't an opinion piece. There's no more room for subjection or editorializing because the communist leader of the United States, the king, the dictatorial progressive radical has spoken. And you don't have to look in any deep hole to find the truth. The dark web, offshoot, obscure websites and podcasts aren't needed. We don't have to try to decipher whether or not Q is real or if today's Stu Peters knows what he's talking about because the curtains have now been pulled back. The campaign is over. The charade has ended and there's no more reason for Joe Biden or his handlers to try to pull the wool over our eyes. Joe Biden has been installed and the full attack on America's conservative Christians is on. Joe Biden told the whole world that genocide is a cultural norm. Imprisoning women and children, hard labor camps, the execution of citizens. These are just normal things that you do when someone doesn't agree with you. And the president didn't only refuse to denounce or condemn the horrific reality of China's cleansing and eradication of anyone that opposes the communist regime, but he actually condoned it. He supported it. China Joe painted the Chinese Communist Party's tyrannical leadership as, quote, the victims of the outer world. And I'm not making a hyperbolic claim. Those were his words, the actual words out of the mouth of the president as he spit rhetoric straight from the CCP's propaganda handbook. Biden said, quote, there must be a united, tightly controlled China. What does that mean, Joe? What does that mean to you? I think I know what it means. I'm going to tell you what I think it means is that you must agree to go along with and bow down to the evil and satanic philosophy of the dictator, or you will have signed your own death warrant. Tightly controlled is exactly what Biden's puppeteers are pushing for here, and it's happening. If you don't believe me, maybe you can look yourself in the mirror, explain why the media completely disregards these comments, but would have relentlessly attacked Donald Trump for alluding to any support of a mass murderer. And the fact is, Trump just would have never done that. If you need further assistance with self-revelation, maybe you could try to rationalize the deletion of social media accounts that question our current regime, the silencing of feedback on the official White House YouTube channel, the taking down of an entire conservative-friendly social media platform, or how about this one, the real doozy, the FBI's jailing of those that attended a peaceful and patriotic guided tour of the Capitol on the 6th of January. Maybe you could try to explain to me how the New York Times retracted a fake and phony article about a Trump supporter allegedly killing a police officer by bludgeoning him in the head with a fire extinguisher over and over again, repeatedly in cold blood until he died. Totally false, completely fake, didn't happen, but nobody's going to apologize for it. And there isn't one mainstream media outlet that has the testicular fortitude to expose the truth. They don't have the balls. That's communism. And by Joe Biden's definition, that is a tightly controlled environment. The narrative has to be tightly controlled. And that's why Biden didn't walk away from the idea of killing people that don't agree with him. When he said, referring to China's murderous leader, quote, he uses his rationale for that. He literally said that. He said also, quote, I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in the Western mountains of China. He's killing them, Joe. Xi Jinping is killing the citizens of China that disagree with him. He's orchestrating a full-blown genocide as he methodically murders innocent people, and the president of the United States, you, are supporting it. Joe Biden actually told the world when referring to these heinous acts, quote, he gets it. The dictator, killing hundreds of thousands of people, gets it. China Joe said, quote, culturally, there are different norms in each country that their leaders are expected to follow. Oh, so what norms is Joe Biden expected to follow? Well, to answer that question, I would suggest that you study the ideas of radicals, the ones that control him, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. Listen carefully when people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib open their racist mouths and begin spewing communist fundamentals that they would like to implement here in America. Or, if you want the most clear picture, you could dig into the philosophies of the unrepentant terrorist Bill Ayers, or maybe study up on the Rothschilds, or the vision that George Soros has for America. Got to take the time to talk to you about Cortez Wealth Management. Not only a patriotic fiduciary, but an America First individual, Carlos Cortez is committed to making sure that he takes care of your retirement. Now, you can find them online at CortezWM.com. And when you do, you'll look online and you'll find out what makes them different from anybody else, an independent advisor. They don't work for a specific investment group or bank. They can give you unbiased advice. Period. This is really important. It's important because we know that a lot of these big banks are controlled by the CCP, by the deep state, by politicians, by big box stores, by billionaires who funnel money in and out of the market, which we saw at the beginning of our relationship with Carlos Cortez when we were discussing GameStop. All right? These are the things that you can get around by doing business with a real, honest, God-fearing, America-first, patriotic fiduciary like Carlos Cortez. Hit him up. Call him online or call him on the phone, 813-448-3446. That's 813-448-3446, or hit him online at CortezWM.com. CortezWM.com. That's CortezWM.com.
Kicking off liberal propaganda like an enemy of the Clintons.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Patriotically Correct Radio with Stu and Rich.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Mojo 50 Radio.
Welcome back to all of our patriotically correct listeners here. Mojo 50 is the station that you can find on iHeart. We're broadcasting live Monday through Friday, weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. If you're unable to catch us then, you can certainly go anywhere that you can find your podcast on demand and make sure to subscribe to our exploding Rumble and YouTube channels, as well as knowing where the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Louis Gohmert is an attorney and a former judge currently serving as the U.S. representative from the 1st Congressional District of Texas. It's cold down there right now. Lots of things going on in Texas. He's an America First representative for patriots, and he is completely disgusted by what we're seeing from this administration. I can't blame him. He joins us now. Congressman, welcome to Patriotically Correct. Thanks a lot for being here.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much. There's a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
That's put this place in jeopardy.
25,000 illegal immigrants putting us in jeopardy right now, pouring across our southern border and being handed a financial lifestyle that's probably more promising than mine or yours. That pisses me off. They're knocking on the door of your state. And despite all the nonsensical rhetoric about the dangers of COVID we hear daily from lying China Joe, these people won't be subject to the testing or restrictions that U.S. citizens are having to deal with. So if you were in front of the president and had the opportunity to advise or address this hypocrisy, what would you say to him?
I would say, be consistent. You make Americans do certain things, then you should, including the fact that we're supposed to follow the law, even though Democrats get a pass, you ought to make people that want to come into this country abide by our laws. And, the fact that they keep shutting down businesses, shutting down services, saying, oh, gee, we have to because of COVID, even schools, for heaven's sake. And yet you leave people flooding into this country that have not been tested. We don't know if they may have something worse than COVID, but we ought to at least be checking people coming in for COVID. Either he needs to stop having people around him that have been tested so that he can be consistent, or start testing people that are coming into the country, especially illegally. We don't know what they have. And if he cares at all about America as much as he does China, then it's time to start protecting Americans.
Yeah. Congressman, not only are they not screened for COVID, they're not screened for a criminal background. A corrections facility nearly released just the other day multiple murderers and rapists because of confusion about the new executive actions by the racist in chief. So now not only is Joe halting construction on the border wall, he's actually talking about knocking it down. There's a legal way to enter our country. Where did this go? Why are we not having this conversation?
Well, because the Democrats expect these people to flood in illegally and then be able to vote just as illegally as they came into the country. But it gives you pause and concern about a political party whose future rests on getting the vote to people who are felons, murderers, rapists, getting the vote to them, as well as getting the vote to people that have flooded into the country illegally. That ought to tell you something about the party that's in complete power right now. But as far as the wall, though, knocking it down, you got to understand, though, Pelosi and others want two walls around the Capitol. We've got the fences with razor wire. So they may be thinking we move some of the wall and fence that they say doesn't work on our border and move it up around the Capitol, yeah, because apparently they think it will work there instead.
Why? I want to shift gears a little bit here, but I want to address that. Why is there still concertina wire and razor wire and fences and barriers? There's nobody there. What's going on? Is this going to become a permanent thing in Washington?
Well, it's got to be one of two reasons, or possibly both. But one is the Democrats want to make it appear that the Capitol is under threat, so that gives more reason, or they think, to shutting down America and being more of a lockdown, you know, like president, like Lincoln, when he suspended writs of habeas corpus. Maybe that's coming next. But they want to put Americans in fear from conservatives, when that is still not the biggest threat. But the other is also, they don't want Americans coming to their capital. They have created this atmosphere that we are all powerful. We'll do what we want. We don't care what Republicans want. We'll take away Republicans' rights in Congress that have never been taken away in our history. And we'll keep the fence up so that we can keep out anybody we want out. But they're keeping out Americans away from America's capital.
It's a scary thing. It's a scary thought. They're vilifying Trump supporters, demonizing them, making them look like criminals. Congressman, shifting gears just a little bit. While you stand tall with your shoulders back, respecting the values of our country and the Constitution, the things that we were founded on, as you uphold this, as you were sworn an oath to do, I know I speak on behalf of over 100 million when I say thank you for that. The obvious elephant in the room is that many of your so-called Republican colleagues are abandoning President Trump, abandoning the America First Patriots. Adam Kinzinger, Sass, you know, the traitor Mitt Romney. Why are they selling us out?
Well, it's not a matter of selling us out. They, people like Representative Kinzinger never really were supportive of the president. They blamed him. He blamed him for everything and didn't give him credit for the things he accomplished. So for him, at least, he's being consistent. He was never a supporter. But others, including the majority leader of the Senate and even our own Republican leader in the House, you know, during the discussions on the issue of impeachment, our leader was saying, you know, Trump needed to take responsibility for what he had done, and appeared to turn on the president himself. I understand he's walking that back now, but we've seen a lot of people that loved the fact that the president helped us gain seats in the House, and loved the fact that that Trump helped them get reelected, like a guy named Mitch McConnell. When President Trump, you can look at the graphs, when President Trump came out in support of Mitch McConnell, he started going up in the polls, whereas he had been languishing very neck and neck. But there are a lot of people like that. And, well, John Cornyn from Texas, it wasn't a week after he took, he won re-election, that he was talking about an amnesty for people that were here illegally, which is one of the things that helped Trump get elected in the first place and helped John Cornyn get reelected with president's help.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of people that were glad to have the president's help, but could not wait to turn on him immediately after the election. And it just tells you what they believe, that they were never really supportive of President Trump. And I'll tell you, someone else that did that was named Paul Ryan. You know, he said he was going to be supportive of the president, totally helped the president, and yet he worked against him to prevent money for a wall, worked against him for stopping illegal immigration, and, you know, was trying to get some kind of amnesty done. But we've seen that. And in fact, you know what? It really helps us see who the establishment, the swamp rats, are. Once again, the president has helped do that in ways that we've never been able to spot the establishment before. So yeah. We owe it again, a word of thanks to the President Trump I'm talking about.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Identify who it is that needs to be voted out of office.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be one of the biggest things in the legacy of President Donald J. Trump is the pulling back of the curtain, the exposure of how deep the swamp really is. And anybody who speaks out against it, they're just silenced. They're shadow banned. Their entire platforms are deleted. There's an obvious assault on the First Amendment in our country. The social media banning, blocking, and deletions are no secret. But there's another plan to continue the assault on the constitutional rights of Americans now, as President Biden is overtly beginning his efforts to steal gun rights from law-abiding Americans. And this is a scary thought. I mean, first we take out the communication of the enemy, then we disarm them. After Biden's comments and support of political genocide in China last night, this is shaking the nerves of a lot of Americans that don't know if they'll be able to adequately defend themselves against a supposed tyrannical government should that dark day come. So what are you going to do to preserve the rights of the Second Amendment?
Well, we're in the minority, and we in the House, in the Senate, and they have control of the White House. But we have a chance to raise our voices, to point out the threats, to awaken Americans to the threats. And as the president, as I have so many others, we pointed out repeatedly that the most successful way is to protest peacefully, following the example of Dr. King. You know, violent people like Bill Ayers and his comrades, they didn't accomplish anything until they backed away from the violence and moved into universities and started teaching future teachers. Then they started turning people towards socialism because they were too ignorant to realize how bad it was. But the real way to go here, we've got to get back to educating our young people as to how important the Second Amendment rights are, how important this little experiment in self-government is, and also how dangerous China actually is. And I'm sure you've seen, but it turns out the Secretary of State, Blinken, you know, Joe Biden's choice to deal with China, that he set up according to Washington Free Beacon, they were reporting that he set up a firm that lobbied for or raised money from places like China for universities. And then not only was he part of that firm, but also Jen Psaki, according to the report, Biden's spokesperson, and then also the director of national intelligence reported to be part of that firm raising money from China. So this is really dangerous stuff. And we are going to have to make a lot of noise, peacefully but loudly, making noise about these problems, enough so that those who ever want to get reelected realize they're not going to get reelected if they don't do something about the conflicts of interest with China.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, we're raising the alarm, we're sounding the alarm, and then immediately when you do, we're banned, or walls go up, or we're villainized, and we're told that we're terrorists and that we violently insurrected, you know, at the Capitol. And this thing, I mean, it's coming out. The New York Times even retracted a story about a total lie about a police officer being killed by a Trump supporter after being bludgeoned over the head. It was a total lie, but there's no apology, and there's no admittance of this shameful guilt. They just walk away to the next thing. The absolute absolute hypocrisy of the media, Jen Psaki, I'm sure she'll circle back on this, and the Biden administration and the media running cover for this president is astounding. We expected some of that, but if you watch this so-called presidential town hall last evening, it's shuddering to think that these China-backed cable news outlets can get away with this. I mean,
well, what about the president himself getting away with saying that, you know, there was no vaccine when he took office to COVID? And I don't know of anybody in the what used to be the mainstream media, now alt-left media. I don't know of anybody there that's challenging his comment. I guess they're afraid to expose just how vulnerable we are with the way Biden is thinking or not thinking.
Not one question for the president about Cuomo's premeditated murder of elderly people in New York nursing homes. Not one question about Anthony Fauci's confirmed lies. There's just no accountability. How do you suggest that America First patriots hold the media accountable in a way that they can actually be heard? We talked about getting loud and peacefully protesting. How do we prevent from being accused of, you know, racist violence and terrorist activities and being labeled as these horrific, horrible people if we do get loud? What avenues do you suggest, Congressman?
Well, we've got to use you're one of those avenues, of course, and others have got to have the courage to speak up. We have got to find alternative ways around the social fascists, the social media fascists. That's really a problem. And I really, you know, we've still got this section that gives them immunity from suits. But there have been inferences from some of the Supreme Court justices that immunity doesn't extend as far as some think it does. And I think when it comes to our First Amendment rights and some of the, I think, actual fraud among social media, when they take money to provide service and then they don't, I would love to see massive class action lawsuits, and I mean massive, against the social media giants. I think that some of them would stick, and it would be a massive win for the attorneys, but also for America. But I don't think we have to wait till we get the majority back in the House and Senate to repeal the immunity for social media. I think it's time to use what Democrats have been using for years, and that's lawfare, where we go after them in court. And I believe these would be legitimate suits. They're not protected from fraud, from their consequences of fraud. So I'm hoping that we can go after them in ways that will wake them up. But I'm sure you read that article about what they refer to as, you know, protecting the election, but clearly they stole the election, and they show the way they did. But we can learn from that and use media in a healthy way and a truthful way, the way that they shut it down. But we need to, everybody needs to read that, see what they did. They were having meetings every week, Zoom meetings, and trying to figure out how to, what I would submit was really steal the election. But we need to go after them peacefully, but through the media, through lawsuits. And I really think you would see a big change if there were some massive, you know, class action lawsuits against the social media. I don't think they could get them all thrown out.
Yeah.
I think that some of them really would make it and survive and be upheld by the Supreme Court.
We hope so. And we're keeping a close eye on the Supreme Court. And not only for that, but I think just the day after tomorrow now, by conference, some of these cases about election fraud are going to be coming up and being talked about and discussed. Very important times that we're in right now. You mentioned us here at Patriotically Correct. We are committed to the truth and being a platform of exposure and 100% transparency here all the time. We'll dig for it. We're not ashamed. We're not afraid. And we'll go after it. We hope we can hold the mainstream media to the same kind of pressure. And we appreciate you keeping an eye on all of this. And we appreciate your time.
One more thing that needs to be exposed with regard to the election fraud. hearing from Cleta Mitchell, that was one of the attorneys for the lawsuit in Georgia. You know, people say, oh, it's all been debunked. The fact is they filed the lawsuit and they had 33 categories where they had proof of fraudulent voting, improper voting, and even just eight of them, of the 33, provided 27,000 votes that threw the election. And of course, Biden only won supposedly by 11,000. But they not only couldn't get a hearing, they couldn't get a judge. They couldn't get the presiding judge to assign someone to handle their case until January 4th, when it was clearly too late to prove that they had the proof. But they couldn't even get a hearing. They couldn't even get a judge, which would have tossed out and put an end to the comments about, oh, it's all been debunked. It wasn't debunked. There was fraud in the election, and it never got a proper hearing.
Yeah. And now you look at some of the Communist News Network and some of these other China-backed people. We exposed a story about AT&T last night, all of the efforts from President Trump to try to blacklist these China telecom companies and things like that. I mean, they're participating in a genocide over there. This president that's in office now is supporting it. He's not only not condemning it, but he's condoning this activity by Xi Jinping. It's absolutely astounding. Plenty to talk about, and we hope to have you back again sometime soon.
Look forward to it.
Congressman, thank you for putting America first. We appreciate it. Back in 60 seconds. Hey, it's Stu Peters here to talk to you about Verve. Verve Forever, the CBD company that I have fallen in love with. I use Verve personally, and my testimonial is 100% legitimate. I was going to require shoulder surgery because the pain was a constant 10. And then when I would move my arm up over my head or grab a steering wheel or try to move around, the pain was absolutely inhabilitating. It was excruciating. I was scheduled for surgery, but the plandemic pushed that back. They needed beds, right? For same-day surgery. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. I digress. I started rubbing this Verve Forever CBD pain cream on my shoulder. No longer do I require surgery. Saved me thousands and months of being laid up. This is a miracle, folks. I'm telling you. CBD by Verve Forever, the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. And by the way, if you are ahead of me and you're already using CBD, trash those people because you're not doing business with a veteran-owned company. That's right. Verve Forever is a veteran-owned company. You can find more information on Verve by going to stewpeters.com. That's S-T-E-W, like the stuff you eat, peters.com. Verve Forever, a proud sponsor of the Patriotically Correct Radio Show, and we are proud ambassadors and customers. Verve Forever. Visit StuPeters.com for more information. That's StuPeters.com.
Get to know them. Grow to love them. Love to hate them. Stewie and Richie. PC Radio.
Chuck Smith is running as an America First Attorney General candidate in the state of Virginia, and he's vowing to stop the shredding of the U.S. Constitution, the greatest document written by man. He's opposing a deep state establishment progressive radical that has held the office for three terms, and Smith joins us now. Chuck, welcome to Patriotically Correct, and thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
See, the office of the Attorney General, in my opinion, is one of the most important and crucial things that we need to take back in these democratically controlled strongholds, stomping all over the rights of citizens. I'm from the People's Republic of Minnesota, you know, under the rule here of Governor Tim Jong Walls. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, and specifically as it relates to law enforcement, if we could start our conversation there. In Minnesota, Attorney General Keith Ellison is drooling over any opportunity to throw cops under the bus and prosecute them, even in the most justifiable use of force situation. So in respect to your position on law enforcement and the men and women that serve in the police community, do you support the cops?
Oh, absolutely. The men and women in uniform, in blue, they are our most trusted servants in holding up not just the Constitution, but law and order and the rule of law. I happen to think that there must be a constitutional right within the Constitution to police officers or to law enforcement. Because if you think about it, every time the Constitution says there shall be, who's going to enforce that? Or every time they say that we shall have a president or we shall have your Congress and they shall make laws, who's going to allow them to make those laws? Who's going to stop the people from coming in through the doors? Police officers, law enforcement. And Stu, I say on the campaign trail a lot, it ought to be a hate crime for people to, in the face of so much destruction and burning of our cities and towns throughout the United States, and our attempts to enter red flag laws, one gun a month laws, take down our most trusted monuments, and ideals for our country. And at the same time, they want to take away our Second Amendment and our police officers. I think that's something that's not going to sit well with people.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sit well, especially amongst people who revere the Constitution, as what you say on your website is the greatest document written by man. I tend to agree with that sentiment, and I think the majority of our listeners do. Over 100 million people are really concerned right now about this attack on 2A. I was going to go somewhere else. We'll go there, but since we're on the topic here, the Second Amendment, so the rule book, the playbook, the art of war, first, what you do is obviously you disrupt the communication for your enemy. You take away the ability for your enemy to opine or to speak or give their opinion. And then after shutting down that communication, you try to disarm them. Do you see amongst attorney generals in some of these other states the actual effort to disarm people and take away their Second Amendment rights?
I really do, particularly here in Virginia, where we have a governor who believes that the state code outranks, if you will, or is higher in the pecking order than the United States Constitution. He believes that under his authority to protect Virginians, he has the authority to take away our gun rights, to restrict our gun rights. And I think the message should go out to all of our governors throughout all of our states, the oath they take, no less. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And they're given a state, and they must function within the Constitution and not outside of it. Listen, the 14th Amendment is just 12 amendments away from the Second Amendment. If they can take away our Second Amendment, they can take away our equal protection. The 13th Amendment is just 11 amendments away. If they can take away our Second Amendment, then they can take away the right that our right against involuntary servitude, slavery.
Yeah. I had another Virginia counterpart from the America First movement on the other day. We spoke to Jerome Bell. And he had some interesting math that I'd like to steal from him here. 27 minus 2 equals 0. You don't have the Second Amendment. You really don't have any rights at all. Right. Democrats have no shame when it comes to killing babies. There's many that actually support funding for the clinics and organizations that promote the murder of unborn children. As Attorney General, I think it's important to know where you stand on abortion. So how are you going to protect the innocent lives of kids that just don't have the choice? They don't have the voice.
Yeah. So we are the guardians of our society. We're the guardians here. And we speak for those unborn, and our elected officials have an opportunity to speak for those that are born. But I am pro-life. I will maintain a constitutional position when I am elected attorney general. It will be pro-life. And we need to protect those who can't protect themselves. Listen, I think it's a crying shame if we're going to eliminate life, but then at the same time, race across town and through our cities and towns talking about Black Lives Matter. Well, aren't Black lives life lives? Aren't police officer lives life lives? I think it's the cancel culture. They just want to get rid of anything that spells out Constitution. We need law and order. We need the rule of law. And I intend to do that here in Virginia.
You know, speaking of Black Lives Matter and that movement, we saw a whole summer of destruction, carnage, rioting, looting, burning. We see these people being released from jail, a lot of the charges being dismissed. The AG's not looking into prosecution. But again, the first ones to throw you under the bus and investigate you if you open your business during the times of the pandemic here, supposed the most deadly plague that we've ever seen before, you know, only a 99.89% survival rate. So I can see why everybody is really nervous about it. But if you open your business, or choose not to wear a mask, or invite too many people over for your family Thanksgiving or Christmas. We saw actual criminal investigations into these people while ignoring actual criminal thugs on the street. Does this make any sense to you?
Makes no sense at all. Listen, we've got to get our country back, and we do that one state at a time. I intend to do that here in Virginia. The Attorney General, amongst his 17 responsibilities high on the board, is defending the Constitution. And you just can't have law and order chaos running through our streets. I tell people all the time, this is not the United States of the Democratic Party. This is the United States of America, and it's not the land of chaos, hopelessness. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave. We've got to get back, not just to our cliches, but get back to our principles, get back to God, get back to our faith. What we saw happening in Minneapolis, what we saw happening in Portland, what we see almost every day happening in Chicago plays out in our cities and towns. That's not going to happen here in Virginia. We will have law and order. We will have the Constitution being supreme. And I would say this, Stu, we've got to get people on board with the idea that we're not a third world country. This is the United States of America. It's mind-boggling to see the types of things that are happening. Peaceful protesters burning down stores, burning down their neighborhoods. Those are the things that should not take place in this country.
Yeah. Let's go to, I couldn't agree with you more, by the way. And it's really refreshing to hear a candidate for office proudly say that they are a man of God. By the way, brother, we are brothers. I want to thank you for that. I do want to say, address the elephant in the room, illegal immigration. Okay. We are no longer diversifying states by whether or not they're a sanctuary city, a county, or a state. We have become a sanctuary country with the installation of President Lion Joe China Biden. So 25,000 people right now are banging on Louis Gohmert's door down in Texas. And, you know, these people aren't being COVID tested. They aren't being checked for their criminal backgrounds. They may have been violent offenders, previously deported. They may have been murderers. They may have been rapists. They're not being checked. They're just pouring into the country. If they come to Virginia, what do you intend to do with the immigration issue in your state?
Have them locked up. Have them put into the hands of the federal authorities. Listen, our Constitution is quite clear. It speaks to citizens, the rights of citizens. Of course, people can get in line. They can file whatever applications they want. Listen, I'm an immigration lawyer, but I don't stand 1 minute for people who want to promote sanctuary cities or who want to promote illegal immigration. I practice illegal immigration, and I tell my clients all the time, if you want a Wally Dallow rampage all around the country, I'm not the lawyer to come see. If you want to file a legitimate application where you're allowed to file that application, we'll do it. We need more of that. If you're going to have a constitution that sets out the parameters for what happens in this country and then states laws that must now be in compliance with that constitution, then we need to have that law and order, that rule of law followed. Otherwise, we have nothing but chaos on our cities and towns and streets. Listen, I understand that people are coming from third world countries. They're coming from times and places that really are not good for them. But we are not the policemen for the world. We have to function within a set of rules and regulations that were given to us by our founders, guaranteed to us in the Bill of Rights. And once we step outside of that, we're really in no man's land. This is the greatest experiment that's been known to man, America, and we want to keep America the United States of America, period. And it really yeah. It's more than just a cliche, Stuart. If the very people who are running away from disorder and corruption in their own countries, if their intent is to bring disorder and corruption here in the United States, we don't want them. You want to come here through the right door, knock on that door, we will open that door and we will allow you in. But those who want to break in and become burdens to our economy, those are the and then criminals on top of all that. Those are the types of people that we don't need in this country.
You know, when it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and you're sitting at home, Chuck, I mean, somebody knocks on your door. You're not expecting a guest. Do you just yell, come on in? Of course not. You go to the door. You might peep through your peephole. You look at your Ring camera. You try to vet who's on your doorstep. Does this look like somebody who's ill-intended? Does this look like a good person? Is this one of these Mormon people knocking on my door again? I mean, what is going on here? It's late at night. We weren't expecting you. We're going to have to check you out before we let you in. There's a legal process to enter this country. We are the melting pot of the world. We open our arms to anybody from anywhere. The brightest and best people that are in this country, in large part, came from other places. Some of the smartest scientists, inventors, attorneys, you know, doctors, surgeons, scientists. I mean, these people are from all over the world. We welcome them with open arms, but there is a process that you have to go through. And thank God you're willing to uphold that process. Something that we should have mentioned right at the top of the show that we didn't mention, we are fervent supporters of our military. Chuck Smith is a U.S. Navy JAG Corps commander, retired, of course, U.S. Marine Corps 0311 Infantry, an attorney at law for over 40 years, and the former chairman of the Republican Party for Virginia Beach. And we want to thank you for your dedication to our military and your outstanding service.
Thank you, of course.
We're going to put this on the screen right now. You can visit Chuck Smith online at ChuckSmith4AG.com. That's ChuckSmith4AG.com. Get behind an America First Patriot and support this guy. Chuck Smith, we appreciate you being here, and we're going to be checking in with you as this thing progresses, and best of luck to you, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stu. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you for standing up for our country and putting America first. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Stu Peters here to talk to you more about Carlos Cortez and his great firm called Cortez Wealth Management. They are in the Sunshine State. They're open. They're open for business down in Florida. But no matter where you are, even if you're in the Democratic stronghold of the People's Republic of Minnesota, stuck under the thumb of Tim Jong Walls, the dictator, like I am, you can still do business with Carlos Cortez Jr. at Cortez Wealth Management. As a matter of fact, wherever you are in the contiguous 48 states of the United States of America, for which it stands, you can do business with Carlos Cortez as well. All you have to do is visit them online at CortezWM.com, where you will find out that they are risk adverse. I'm reading here, if you want your money to grow but want it to be safe also, that's what they're going to help you with at Cortez Wealth Management. They're experts in an investment vehicle that ensure your principal and provide solid returns. You got to be safe. You got to be diversified, but you have to plan for the future. That's what it's all about. We're here to plan for what we're leaving our children, our grandchildren, and our grandchildren's grandchildren. He's a father. He's a God-fearing man. He's a patriot, and he's America first. Do business with Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. Give him a call right now, 813-448-3446, or hit him online, CortezWM.com. We appreciate you joining us today for Patriotically Correct, and until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the